Good morning. This is Marco with Tough Today Marketing, bringing you the reopening Chicago Board of Trade Grand Comments for today, Wednesday, December 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down a penny and three quarters at 584 and a quarter, March wheat down 6 1/4 cents at 802 and a quarter, and Jan beans down 9 1/4 cents at 1241. Big news this morning, Mexico bought 1.844 million metric tons of corn. That's a big purchase for Mexico, the biggest I can remember. We also sold 130,000 metric tons of beans to China. We'll see if the corn is a buy the rumor, sell the fat kind of deal. Maybe the commercials have been in here buying it to cover that purchase. And if that's it, maybe we'll back off here a bit. But we've got the report tomorrow. You know, some people think they really aren't going to make very many changes. I probably agree with that. If they do, I think they're going to cut the corn carry out just slightly, increase the beans, you know, by about 10 million, somewhere in there. Wheat pretty much unchanged. We do have the dollar down 25 ticks here at 96.12, but way too high to instill any confidence. I think the reason the beans were down overnight is that they're looking at some decent rains in south central Brazil next week. So if they get those rains, that crop is going to be well on its way to a really strong performance out here, in my opinion. Unfortunately, the U.S. plains still look dry for the next several months, so that could be supportive. It should be supportive for wheat on the breaks out here. The funds are long about 320,000, 330,000 contracts of corn. That still worries me significantly out here. Not as long as we thought they were, but still plenty long. So if something shakes this market tomorrow, you know, it could be a real trouble in this corn market. So again, as far as hedgers go, I'd certainly be buying some puts, maybe something short-term, just to get through the report in case there's a major surprise out there. But I wouldn't be leaving these prices on the table. As I've been saying, you've got 550 new crop corn, you've got almost $8 new crop wheat, and you've got 1225 new crop beans. I just don't think these are prices you want to turn your nose up at. But today I'll be a little bit more jockeying for position before the reports. We'll digest the weather reports, but all things being equal, I think, you know, wheat and beans may be a little bit lower, but corn may be steady to higher after the opening. If you give us, have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.